Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, this week we've been looking at a number of passages of Scripture relating to the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel, and most importantly, being able to relate their experiences as an examples for our own lives, that we are in a similar situation. While we haven't known physical slavery or bondage, yet in a sense, spiritually, we have all been slaves to sin, slaves to our carnal nature, slaves to the will of the devil, whatever he wanted. And until we're born again, until we are grafted into the vine, until we have the knowledge and understanding that comes from being a new creature in Christ Jesus, we do not understand truth. We don't understand the very essentials of truth. Thy word, O Lord, is truth. And the importance of God's dealing with Israel, He was trying to demonstrate to them how much He loved them, how able He was to protect them, how able He was to provide for them. But He gave them water out of the rock. He gave them manna from heaven, quails. He protected them. He gave them a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day to protect them against the desert heat. And yet, as they had this choice, since they were no longer slaves, they had to make a decision. Were they going to believe the word of the Lord through Moses, as God spoke through him, or would they believe their senses? Would they believe their past experiences? And beloved, I suggest to you, we are exactly the same today. God wants us to be delivered from the spiritual, mental, emotional bondage we've known before we became new creatures in Christ. We were slaves to our carnal desires. We were slaves to whatever life brought our way. And even those who felt they were perhaps the most independent, because you do not realize your spiritual condition until you have been birthed into God's family. You can't really understand truth in the fullness of some measure of truth in the natural, but spiritual realities. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he discern them. They're spiritually perceived. And so, beloved, God wants to reveal himself to us personally in our own walk with him, just as he did for the children of Israel. In Numbers, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to read a few verses. I'll start reading in verse 20, that they had made a choice. They chose not to believe God, unfortunately. They believed the bad report of the 10 spies. So they had made a choice. Verse 20 of Numbers 14 says, "And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word." Moses had prayed for them. "But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me to see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the promised land, and his seeds shall possess it." And then in verse 28, "Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do it to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which ye had murmured against me." And he goes on in verse 31, but your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. And your children, verse 33, shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of days in which ye searched the land, even 40 days, that's how long it took for the spies to go through the promised land, each day 4 years shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. And so God was dealing as a father, he was chastening them. He was letting them know that he meant what he said, and he said what he means. And we also see that in verse 39, after they heard this word, it said, all the children of Israel and the people mourned greatly. They rose up early in the morning, and they got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we will go into the place which the Lord has promised, for we have grumbled. And Moses said, wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But ye shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you. Ye shall be smitten before your enemies. And of course, that's exactly what happened. You see, at that point in time, even repentance didn't help. And so God wanted to show he was a loving God, but that there, you know, choose this day whom you will serve. Following the Lord brings life. Disobedience will bring death. And God doesn't want to just put hard restrictions and regulations on us. It's because he knows what is good for us and that which will make us happy and fulfilled. Now, they remember that they had not known God's love and provision, but he was in the process of demonstrating it. And so as they refused him, he was revealing himself to the younger generation and to those he denied access. He continued to provide for them. Their clothes did not wax old. And beloved, are you willing to believe for something better in your life? So often we wander around with a slave mentality, wandering in the wilderness and not walking in, not experiencing that land flowing with milk and honey. You know, God could have destroyed all the fearful and unbelieving immediately. He could have said that, but he didn't. Remember when they began to worship the golden calf when Moses was delayed in the mountains? 3,000 of Israel fell. That's recorded in Exodus, the 32nd chapter. Verse 26, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. So God was dealing sternly with them. He warned them. Remember also the rebellion at Korah? I would not take time to read that passage, but Moses, they were grumbling against the leadership of Moses, Korah, and others, the elders, and they said, we are God's people, we are also the anointed, but God opened the earth and they were swallowed up. And so the old generation basically were living out the consequences of their choice. Now to the younger generation, they were given a choice. They were, you know, going to continue to live in the harshness of the desert, the wilderness, the experience, or they could decide for something better. They could follow Joshua into the conquest of Canaan, but they had to make that individual choice. Did the Israelites anger God? Yes, of course they did. They tempted and limited the Holy One of Israel. And beloved, God has done so much for us. If what he did under the old covenant, I mean, the demonstrations of his power as he delivered Israel out of Egyptian bondage, that is nothing as to demonstrating his great love for us and the miracles that he wrought through the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, his glorious resurrection from the dead, his final atonement, where everything was, he said, it is finished. It was paid in full. We were redeemed to the uttermost. And you know, God's heart sometimes is so touchingly and beautifully revealed in the Word of God. God reminisces fondly of the wilderness times. He actually does that in the book of Hosea. Remember that at this point in time, as they were wandering in the wilderness, they had not experienced the abundance of Canaan. They had just known the Egyptian bondage. They had known the desert. But listen to what the word of the Lord says in Hosea, the 11th chapter, verses 3 and 4. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. How tenderly he speaks. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, another translation says, picking them up in my arms. Yet they never knew it was I who healed their bruises. And then Hosea 13 and verses 4 through 5 says, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. Well, there's some passages I'd like to share from Jeremiah, but my time has come to an end, and we, with the Lord's help, we'll do that tomorrow and perhaps be able to bring this message to a conclusion. But I want you to see, beloved, that how important is the choices are that we make. We either are in faith or we are in unbelief, and God wants us to choose faith. He wants us to believe what he says, for he has such great love for you, brother and sister. He loves each one of us so dearly, and he wants you to have his best. As I bring this broadcast to the close, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And I know as you obey the Lord, if he's moving on you, he has a purpose for doing it, you'll be blessed by whatever God would have me to share with you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.